The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. Yes, it's Thursday. Trish is here. The 13th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring compassion and communities. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christine is at the helm, in charge of the starship.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And then, of course, Trish.
Good morning, morning. Trish. I just love Thursday mornings, all except that 5:30 part. That's not.
Oh, come on.
That's just a little difficult. It's 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 100 degrees, a low of 72 and clear, and on Friday, 108 and a low of 77. On Saturday, a high of 113 and a low of 79. And on Sunday, 112, a low of 76. And on Monday, 107, a low of 72. And then Tuesday, 102. And then Wednesday, 99. So we're going to take a big hike over the weekend. Stay in, stay cool, stay around the pool. Keep your animals and old people out of the cars.
Keep myself out of the car.
Keep near water and keep cool.
That means that you're out to see the horse, out working with the horses about no later than 7.
Exactly. And anything you're going to do outside, you're going to do before 7, 8 o'clock.
So for all my neighbors, when I start power washing, now I will wait till 8:30 or 9 to power wash.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I think we should say it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Got to get in there. Okay. Right. Hey, I put on my Facebook page and I just pulled it down. And it's on my chat room page. And I'm wrong. I said Patrick Jones is supposed to be here today, and he's not. He's on tomorrow morning. Mm. He'll be here at 7:15. And my other guest, who will remain nameless, until he shows up, isn't here right now either. So it looks like until then, it's you and me, babe.
It's open time, and if you've got something bugging you, you might give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us what you want to talk about.
There you go. We didn't lock the front door again, did we? No, that's open. Oh, that's what happened the other day. I was running. You're never late.
But close.
I came in the other day later than I usually do, 10, 12 minutes later than I usually do. And the guest is standing outside, whom I know, and his little face is pushed up against the door going, hey, because we keep the door locked. You know, from 6 to 7, there's nobody here but Sue. And because we do have denizens of the street wandering by, we
lots of people wandering around.
We lock those doors. And
it is daunting when you get here at that dark 100 hour.
Oh,
and you get here and the door's locked. And it's kind of, you can't really see in.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so did nobody else show up this morning?
Yes. Oh, did Carl give everybody a day off, arbitrarily?
Yeah.
No, there are no days off here. July 4th, Christmas.
There you go.
Veterans Day. That's about it. Maybe,
New Year's Day.
Yeah, do that. We don't have as many holidays because we're in business. We don't have as many holidays as the
essential. You're essential.
Well, you know what? Woody Clendenin said in an article I read in Nation Magazine. He said, I can't figure out how the marijuana shop across the street was considered essential business and my barbershop wasn't. He said, when I saw that, I kind of, stopped paying attention to it.
Well, that's a good subject because I had a lot of things during that whole who's essential and what isn't essential, period.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what my main complaint was. To me, at that point in time, probably one of the most essential things when there's that much stress and trauma going on in the world are churches. And I was absolutely amazed and dumbfounded that churches folded to that and said, okay, yeah, we're going to close and we're not going to have church services. That bothered me. I mean, I felt like they should have made some kind of arrangements for people to worship. And they could have. Walmart's essential and churches aren't.
Oh, you know,
that amazed me.
It truly does. That, and then a marijuana shop's essential and a church isn't.
Yeah.
And even
our church, when
restaurants were shut down.
Some of them.
Well, the ones that went abided by the stupid regulations that Gavin Newsom put out. You know, they spent thousands of dollars putting up plexiglass sheets,
changed the whole process with their sugar and cream and everything was packets and they had no more salt and pepper shakers.
We are not crazy. I don't know if we're ever going
to
find out the negative impact COVID had on us and the stupidness of our government and
it's all about control.
And people starting to, became the mask fascist, and others were being just as bad on the other side. If you wanted to wear a mask, wear a mask. But then people come up and attack you on it. You know, I mean, it's like it's stupid, just stupid. Yeah. And yet we all bought into it.
For a certain period of time.
And then
there were those of us who balked just a bit. I remember that was such a horrendous time. I kind of decided that I felt like the thrift store that I run for the Frontier Senior Center and that the Frontier Senior Center were essential.
I
opened them back up because the reality was, had I not opened them back up, I would be bankrupt. There was lots of money going out and no money coming in. And so I kind of went against the train of what they wanted me to do. Had several long conversations with people from the health department, et cetera, about the viability of what I was doing. But I just made up my mind after about 3 months that this wasn't going anyplace.
No.
So I opened back up both of them. No ill effects, no problems, no issues with anybody.
Well, it started with...
It was all using common sense.
People started fighting back. And, of course, you know the epicenter of that was Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
And when they put on the Cottonwood Rodeo. Oh, gosh, you know, nationwide news. Oh, these people, look, they're not separate. They're not spaced. They're sitting on each other's laps. Ah! And
you know, the thing about if there had been a case reported, oh, my gosh, they would never have let it go. But it kind of died down because nobody, there wasn't
you can't say that. I mean,
there was nothing reported.
Right. Well,
that occurred as a result of that.
There wasn't like 800 people came down.
There you go.
But then look at Sturgis. Sturgis brought tens of thousands into one spot.
Yeah.
And they were going, and people were going berserk over that. And yet, I think there was very few people that came, anyway, it wasn't the disaster that they said.
No. So. But it wasn't what they anticipated. And I think, I just got to say it, they really hoped that it would be just terrible so they could push home their point that we all needed to go behind closed doors and stay there forever.
Probably. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we come back in. We'll be with our guest. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive at 2225 Hilltop. They are a full-service jewelry store, but the only one with a watch repairman. They're locally owned, locally operated, a great selection of jewelry. I've never been pointed in the wrong direction when I go in there to shop for Linda.
Always have something lovely to choose from.
There you go. And they're, like I said, locally owned, locally operated. Been in the business there, Four Winds Jewelry has, for well over 30 years. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark and Carl Bott, and
yes,
we're
here
joined
we are.
In the studio by Dr. Paul Danuka this morning.
We are. And how are you doing, Doc?
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Good morning. He's always got that great voice.
Thank you so much for having me. I am just enjoying my life.
I think that's what you should do.
That's good.
You know, we were talking the other day. And your daughter has had huge success in getting into maybe you don't want to talk about that, except your kids are just really not overachievers, but they're achievers. I mean, doctor, one's in ACE, SATs?
ACT, yeah.
Yeah, ACT. Aced it, 100%. And is going to be is going to be a math teacher in the inner cities.
He's at UCLA, and he's going to be a mathematician and a teacher.
Wow. And another daughter into medical.
Yeah, she's going to be an obstetrician and gynecologist,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is going to start a medical school and hopefully come back and start a rural healthcare program here.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, That's what I said one day to his son. I said, I just like to be sitting around the nuka table and see if I could understand anything that was being said. Because, you know, they're at that level. And he goes, oh, no, you'd understand it. And he says, we don't talk like that at home.
And mostly it's the kids making fun of me.
Oh. Just threaten to pull their credit cards. Their whole attitude changes. Hey, Paul, there's a lot of things going on. And assembly races and all other types of things. No, I mean all the assembly races. And you ran once. And but
a lot of things going on in the city, the county, the federal government, every level.
Things have changed. We were talking about COVID, but it seems like since COVID, things have changed dramatically.
Yeah. I was listening to you while I was driving. The damage because of COVID, as well as our society's response to COVID, has caused some damage. And a lot of that has been measured by now. Some of us were fearful that we may overreach in our response to the pandemic, and that may cause further damage. And unfortunately, a lot of that has come true, whether you see in the education loss for the children, whether you see in the loss to businesses, whether you see in terms of inflation rising secondary to the $10 trillion being spent on it, or $10 trillion or so. So there are, we have to take a pandemic very seriously. We have to be scientifically responding to it, but we cannot allow the fear to overrun our logical and rational response to it. But that's a conversation we have had over 3 years, and I have tried to kind of inject a balanced approach into that discussion in our community, and to some extent our community was a little bit more aware of those issues. Of course, we also took a lot of flake for that. Some of that was not really, some of that we didn't really deserve, that flake, that bad press all over the country and the state. Some of that was really, in my opinion, our county and our community is a much better place than it was reflected in the press from L.A. or San Francisco.
Unfortunately, Doctor, we have a press here with a liberal bent. That is the information that is picked up and sent out. And I concur with you that I hear from all of my friends in different places, and they know this area, and they go, what in the world? Why is everything so negative, when they hear from me that it really is not?
Well, I moved here from New York 17 years ago with my family because I didn't know anyone here, and my wife and I were looking for a place we could call home for all our life and raise our children. And we didn't know anyone. And New York people will say, why? Where are you going? And I would say, hey, this is the place. I think this is it. I think I found my place. And I am so happy, so blessed. We have found our place. This place is wonderful. Community is kind. Nature is bountiful. But most importantly, community is kind. And we saw that in Car Fire. We helped each other out. So 3 years have been tough, but that's okay. It's okay. It's water under the bridge. We have to, sometimes families have internal struggle. Sometimes families don't like everything we do with each other. That's okay. We sit around a dinner table, make fun of each other, throw barbs at each other, and then what do? We are there out for each other when we need to.
And so this community would rise again.
If we have something,
it will come together as it always has.
I am sure of that.
Oh, no. And we did the same thing 15 years ago. It was 15 for us. We saw Redding. We liked Redding. And we said, we're going to put our roots down here. And I agree with you. We squabble. We do things that you have to wonder. It's like your crazy uncle that does something. But as a unit, it would, as a family, it would, if something, another disaster hit, God forbid, the community would come together and wouldn't even be thinking about it. But right now we do have problems.
Yeah.
And the a lot of it is anger. It's, I think, as somebody said in the show the other day, you hate a political point. I'm not saying you. This is just you. And then the person who supports that political point then hates you. Instead of, okay, you hate this and you're fighting against it. Well, now I don't like you because of that. You make it a personal thing instead of a issue thing. Where, but you know, some people are so diametrically opposed out there. Dominion voting machines, no Dominion voting machines. That's something else that came in there. You know, other choices that have been made at all levels, both the city and the county. And then people get into their silos and they stay there.
That's all right. I would rather have a system we have, which is sometimes, not sometimes, actually most of the times, very chaotic. We squabble, we fight with each other, we aggressively debate each other in the public square. We have seen that since the foundation of this country,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Jefferson and Adams, even from Washington Times. And that's all right. That's the beauty of this country, that we can publicly debate aggressively and still find common goals. I would rather live here than in an authoritarian country like China or United USSR, where you have to stick to one opinion. Mm-hmm. I would rather stay here.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the only thing that has changed, and we're going to get back there, is that we always have had these discussions. I was certainly involved in that for 20 years, where you'd have massive discussions and everything. You would agree at some point to disagree and move forward.
Right.
We're having trouble with that part now. We're having trouble with the agree to disagree and moving forward. We want to keep banging it out even after a majority has made a decision. The deal is, once the majority makes a decision, that's where you go. You can't keep fighting every decision all the way through. And that's what's happening.
You can't keep going to the past. You have to, only ways to move forward.
You elect people, they make a decision, then you got to live with their decision and move forward. You can't keep trying to undo it.
Right, right. So when you brought the assembly thing, I actually was exploring and a run for assembly district, and you may have heard that, and some people may have heard that, but I have decided not to run for it. And the reason I decided not to run at this cycle was, I got a lot of support, however, was because I, as part of my medical profession, I provide care to our veterans at our local VA. And this is a federal act, Hatch Act, requires me to resign from that position. Even though it's a part-time position, it requires me to resign from that in order for me to run for a state position. So for that reason, if I do that, we don't have anybody else who can provide that kind of specialty care to our veterans for 150 miles radius. So I had a choice to make.
And you know what?
And good for you. That's a choice that's good for our veterans.
Yeah, for one, our veterans care. We like to think that you know, we have a new clinic here. And in many cases, it's just outstanding. But we need people like Dr. Danuka, because otherwise we have to send people, I don't know, 3 hours away.
Yeah.
And the choice you made to help veterans and to help the people in the community is just sterling.
And unfortunately, even 3 hours away in Sacramento, even there they are short. Sometimes I have to go to Sacramento to help for the UC Davis or something. So what I decided was, right now I'm going to focus on finding my own replacement and train them into advanced endoscopies before I can go into for any state positions. I think we all need to be involved in our constitutional republic. That's a process we have, and every one of us should run for some office sometime. That's my our constitutional duty in pretty much.
Yeah,
if it was like it was back in the 1700s, I'd go for that. You go in there, they're kicking and screaming, and you're in there for 2 years, and then you come back home. But it's not like that anymore.
Well, and I could say that I put 20 years in just to local government, and I find I have no regrets about that. Very rewarding. I feel like I made a difference, at least to a few people in the community, and it was very rewarding for me.
And just the fact that you're involved in it improves our republic. It actually you're contributing just by participating in it.
I think so.
And yeah. Everyone must do that. Timing is not right in the future sometime, but for now, there is a more pressing subject.
Okay, and I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk about that pressing subject
exactly.
When we come back. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and the pressing subjects with your insurances is, have they canceled your homeowner's insurance? Have they raised it so much that you might as well have them been canceled? This is going on, as you know, in the state of California for a number of reasons. One of them is the uncontrolled wildfires we have around here. And the insurance companies are paying out twice what they're taking in California. So part of their business plan is to just, okay, well, then we're just not going to issue homeowners insurance. If that happens to you, give Junie Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. There are ways that you can get your home insured. The insurance companies are coming out now and taking photos of homes. Not to break in on your own privacy or anything, but they want to see what your home looks like out here in Northern California. Well, probably all over before they reissue home insurance, the ones that are still issuing home owner's protection there. So give Judy a call, 530-221-0441, for a free review and evaluation of what you've got and where you're going. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Welcome back to Free Five Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 13th of July, 7:36 in the morning. 70 degrees out there. It's going to go up to
100 degrees.
100 degrees today. And you're going to be thinking this is balmy on Saturday and Sunday.
Exactly. 109 and 113 and 114.
Woo! Yeah. Now, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, small machinery, large machinery, they have it all. NorCal Tractor and Equipment is located in Anderson. They moved to Anderson from Redding. You know
they've
that,
got a
right?
One, yes, I know that.
Built a great
down in the good
building.
Part of the county.
Yeah.
The
and
city.
2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Besides just having a great business, this young couple also really supports Toys for Tots. Yes. And we've been out there a couple of times with them for that.
And if you want to purchase those toys, I mean, they've got them right there in the store.
Oh, they do.
If you've got grandkids and you want to find Whoa. Something special for them in that kind of farm line, oh, my gosh, do they have a collection of toys down there.
How many four-year-old boys do not want a bulldozer?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, okay. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Okay, we're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Randall's on the phone. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning. Yeah, I think it's important to note that Dr. DeNuca and you and I all came to town about the same time, and I inherited a very broken hospital, and Dr. DeNuca was one of the foremost supporters of getting it turned around. As a matter of fact, I think it was 11 and 12 that he was our chief of staff, and that's not an easy job. You have to juggle, personalities and everything with that. And at the end of 12, we got named one of the top 100 hospitals in the country, and a lot of that is due to Dr. DeNuca. And he's also a great supporter of Turtle Bay, and I think y'all know that I'm out there all the time. So thank you, Paul. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Randall. And it was a team effort, and it was very important for all of us at that time to preserve both the hospitals. This town needs two hospitals, and it was very important for all of us. It was a team effort. Your leadership at that time for administrative as a CEO was incredible. So thank you.
Okay. I think you just kind of dropped off there, but thanks. Thanks, Randall. And that was Randall Hempling.
Yes.
And a good friend. And truly a Renaissance man. Does so many different things so well.
Yeah.
the things that are going on, like the new general plan, plan for the city.
General plan update.
General plan update. And it's going to make a big difference over the next 20 to 25 years, or could make a big difference. They had a meeting last night across the street. They've got another one on the 12th, not the 12th, but later on, that we'll make announcements about. Is this a time in the city that you see a lot of change? And what's your opinion on how we're changing?
So general plan is something which every city should have for long-term planning, that how do we grow, how do we provide the public services, sustain them, repair, maintenance, but also in terms of growing the economic base. And that requires a participation from the experts who are experts in urban planning, architecture, zoning, state laws, economy, but also it requires a participation from the public, because eventually public has to accept it and love it. So both the things are required, and I know there has been a lot of effort to ask for public participation. It's incumbent on our people to go attend those meetings, spend some time, learn the subject, ask the questions, and present their opinion. I'm pretty hopeful this process will be very productive. I just want to make sure that people understand that in order to earn the public's trust, they have to be completely transparent about it. And that's something which our city council people, city administration has to keep in mind, to be completely transparent and actively recruit the average person in the street to get their opinion on.
And they struggle with that. It's a challenge to them.
It's a challenge always, but I'm sure there are ways to overcome that, and I'm sure there are people who will overcome that. I would add to that that there is something more we need to do here. We need to have a plan not just for the zoning and the land use. We need to have a plan for our education. We need to have a plan for our economy, a skilled workforce, and, of course, for law and order. So there are a lot of things which we need to do, and maybe we should talk about that subject at length sometime.
You ought to think about getting involved in that decision-making process.
Yes, that's something which we all need to be involved. And one of the primary things which actually I'm concerned right now is the healthcare access.
Yeah.
That's a subject which is really worrying to me right now.
And they've got a committee now working between the organizations, the cities and the county, to kind of address that.
The homeless.
I'm talking about the healthcare access.
Oh, healthcare access.
But they were talking, that was a homeless thing.
You're right.
But you're talking about healthcare access. Do you mean for the average person?
Average person. Right now, what we are seeing is not just a shortage of that. We are reaching a crisis state. And I'm worried about the healthcare in our area is almost going to be crashing pretty soon.
And I would extend beyond that what I'm hearing and what I'm actually running into myself is that we have a lack of doctors in certain areas. If you're trying to have surgery in this area, an elective surgery, knees, back, those kinds of things, you're having a challenge right now to find the ability to find someone and then schedule it. I don't care what kind of insurance you've got.
That is a pressing subject in front of us. Right now, for example, Bay Area has 18 or so mental health doctors, psychiatrists, per 100,000 population. Our ratio is under 5.
Per 100,000?
Yes.
Well, that would be 5 for our city.
So, but probably it's less than that. But and if you talk about the outlying area other than Reading, these areas have always looked at Reading as a center of healthcare. You know, from Quincy, from Susanville, Bernie. We get the patient from Bernie and Modoc County. And all the way from Eureka, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we have served 150 miles radius, and our physician workforce has really gone down pretty rapidly. They pretty much Let me just give you one number. They've pretty much become one-third of what they were 15 years ago in every specialty, whether it's primary care, family practice, internal medicine, surgery, cardiology, neurology, rheumatology, anything you'd pick. The number of doctors practicing medicine in our area has become one-third of what it was 15 years ago. Now, I compare this situation with an 18-wheeler. You have one or two wheels coming off, or the tire goes burst. 18-wheeler can still keep driving on the I-5, right?
Yeah.
A couple of more, it's going to wobble a little bit, but it'll keep dragging. But now you're talking about one-third left, two-third are gone. Just think of it. What's going to happen? It's going to crash.
Yeah, it comes off the road.
And then it takes the things around it.
Yeah.
So that's where we are today, and that's a very pressing subject. There are a lot of reasons for it, a lot of solutions possible for it.
Well, I have to take a break. Let's talk solutions, because now we know we have the problem. And Shasta Regional was on Tuesday, and they mentioned that there's specialties that the last doctor in that specialty, I'm going to say endocrinology, but I could be wrong, just retired. The last one in town retired.
Yeah.
So something to talk about when we get back. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now
now at Turtle Bay Museum, Cats and Dogs, on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Shell Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette the Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:50 in the morning. The date is July the 13th. It's 72 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging has a home fall prevention program. It's a no-cost program to those people in the program, and the whole idea is reduce the number of falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. Just putting up grab rails and railings for steps and all these things can really, really help keep people in their homes. Give them a call, PSA 2 Area on Agency. Give them a call at 530-842-1687 to see if you are eligible to be in the program. Or to learn more. Trish and I are here with Dr. Paul Danuk, and he's just laid out some things that we've been, you know, you kind of hear it in the background, but he's just kind of throwing it out, that we've lost a third or two-thirds? We've lost
almost two-thirds of
almost
private doctors.
Of our primary doctors in the Reading area.
And specialty doctors in the private physicians.
Right. Here in Reading. And this is a huge problem because I just talked to somebody that said they're having problems finding your general, you know, first person you see,
a general practitioner.
Now they have other doctors in the specialty, but they don't have a general practitioner. And we gave them an idea of somebody, but that is a huge problem. How do we overcome something like this? Because is it because we're rural? Is it because we're up here in Northern California? Is it just because California makes it hard on doctors or what?
So there are multiple reasons for it. And, for example, one of the reason is over 18 years, inflation has gone up around, over 20 years, inflation has gone up around 80%. However, Medicare reimbursements to the physicians have not kept up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed you a graph, which we can probably show it to the chat room or something, that now you're 80% down in your revenue relative to inflation. At the same time, the liability risk, the risk of lawsuits, the overregulation of the medical practices, of the physician, has led to an environment that medical practice is no longer a good, decent profession in terms of their ability to earn a decent living. Because most of these physicians who are coming out of medical school now have a $500,000 loan. They have to repay that. And they start working in their 30s. They haven't earned anything until they have reached their 34, 35 age. So now they have such a huge loan of $500,000, and the inflation has become so high, and overregulation and risk of liability is so high, mm-hmm. especially in California, that gap is just not fillable anymore. Some other states like Texas or Florida, it's still okay because the cost of living is not high, and the liability is not that risky. In California, it's become completely unfillable. So lots of these physicians have either quit their practice, retired completely, or moved out of state, or moved to a bigger city to take an employment with a big organization like Kaiser or Sutter who can still pay them because they still get paid. Their reimbursements are indexed to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
But small practices, small doctors are not. So these people have moved out of the area to Sacramento or San Francisco or LA or San Diego to work for a bigger organization, or have moved out to Montana or Idaho or Arizona or Texas or Florida, where they can have a decent practice. Those who are coming out of medical school and training don't want to come here. And the reason for that is because they don't want to have their own private practice. They want to work for a bigger company like Kaiser or Sutter, and they can make more money there. That is the number one reason. Now, there's another factor to it. California has much less number of medical schools and residency programs for its population compared to the Northeast in New York or Chicago area. And that has been historically a huge problem, but it's being felt much more now. So that's another second problem. What do we do with this? So what I'm trying to do here is that I'm trying to put a group of physicians together to come up with the finer points of the issue, that what are the top five problems and how do we solve it, top five problems, the top five solutions, and then go to the, we will be going to the city, state, local, county levels, and probably work with our assembly, senate people, as well as congressmen to see if we can suggest some solution which are focused on our area, because our needs are very different than San Francisco area or LA area.
Mm-hmm.
We may need we will have to come up with a solution. I don't want to get ahead of that. We have put a group together. We have first meeting next week under North Valley Medical Association and Chico Area Association. So we will come up with a solution, and then we'll come back and talk with you and the city and the county and state people. Other factor I want to point out is this is something which city and county have to do at our level. We have to increase the educational opportunities for healthcare fields, whether it's for nursing, whether it's x-ray techs, ultrasound, physicians, pharmacy. We need all of them. We need to come up with a local training programs where our children can get further education. That will help our economy. That will help our healthcare shortage. But also, that will bring the people from other part of the states to come here and train, and they have to come here, pay the education money to our economy, that'll help our economy too. So I want to see Redding and Shasta County area become a center of technical education, a skilled workforce development. That will help our economy, that will help our healthcare access, but also another thing it will help is it will give a dream and a hope to our children that they can do these things, they can become these things if we have a medical school here or a pharmacy school here or something like that. And then they'll be less likely to go into the depression or addiction or violence. So those are the comprehensive program. We'll have a I will come up with a program which I would like to bring to back to you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Because there has to be a solution for our issue. And
we can't just roll over.
We won't. We won't back down.
We won't back down. There you go. We can't back down on this. And the idea of having a training program for phlebotists and everybody here. I mean, we have two really good nursing programs already. So how can we expand that out and for more of the technical needs that we have?
I'm talking with Simpson University, Dr. Hall also, and see if we can bring more and more healthcare education programs here. So we'll all have to work together. We need to get in a room and do it. It's time is now to do that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You heard it first here. I can't wait to see. You know, is this something then you would present to the CMA?
Yes, I'm working closely with CMA, but I'd like to present it to the city and the county level also. Yeah. And
do you see the city and county doing something, being proactive and helping on something like this? They'd have to.
They have to.
They have to.
We'll make them do that.
Well, maybe this is something they can all agree on.
Wow, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be something? Paul DeNuca, the unifier. You know, Dr. DeNuca, I have known Dr. DeNuca for, gosh, years and years. I don't know, well over a decade, he and his wife. And I just had, I just hear nothing but great things.
Thank
you. Not just from your physician side because you care so much.
But in the community
in
general.
In the community in general.
I just want to say he's one of the unsung heroes because he's worked, as Randall pointed out earlier, behind the scenes in so many ways in this community for the last 15 years. And a lot of people don't appreciate
him about that. He's put off his dreams because he finds out that if he does that, then there's going to be veterans without medical care. Until you can find a replacement.
I really appreciate your saying thank you so much, heartwarming. But really, we are the beneficiary of this community. We have benefited immensely from it. What I am today is because of the small town, rural America. And we are indebted to that. We got everything here. So this is something this is the least we can do to give back what we can.
Okay. Well, good.
Thank you so much.
On that one. Thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to break for the news, and we're going to come back. We have Simpson University. Ken White will be joining us.
Claims fell by 6,750 to 246,750. Jobless claim applications are seen as a proxy for the number of layoffs in a given week.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Union representing film and TV actors saying no deal has been reached with studios and streaming services. Its leadership will vote later in the day as to whether to strike. If the actors go on strike, it will be the first time since 1960 that both actors and writers picket film and TV productions. Also, at townhall.com, President Biden and his NATO counterparts wrapping up the two-day summit with pledges of long-term support for Ukraine.
The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or a year. It's the calling of our lifetime, of all time. We are steel for the struggle ahead. Our unity will not falter, I promise you.
Unsettled weather all across the United States. A tornado touching down yesterday near Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, prompting a number of passengers to take shelter. No reports of any injuries, but a number of flights were either canceled or at least delayed. And in California, that heat wave that's been scorching much of the area, bringing triple-digit temperatures, likely to get worse. Forecasters now say the blistering conditions today will continue to build through the weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
We are learning more about a very daring escape from jail. Authorities now say a drone may have been flying near a Pennsylvania jailhouse before Michael Burnham was able to break out.
Authorities are seeking information about a drone that may have been operating near a northwestern Pennsylvania jail before the escape of 34-year-old Michael Burnham last week. And they say they have increasing concerns that he may be armed. The drone was heard by a couple of people, although a drone was not visible on any of the security footage. Burnham fled the Warren County prison late Thursday by climbing on exercise equipment, climbing through a window, and then down a rope fashioned from jail bedding. He had been held on $1 million bail and was facing numerous charges, including kidnapping and burglary. A reward has been offered for information that helps lead to his capture. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Major League Baseball World Tour is going overseas.
The Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres will play Major League Baseball's first regular season games in South Korea, opening next season in Seoul on March 20th and 21st. The Houston Astros and Colorado Rockies will play in Mexico City on April 27th and 28th. The Padres and San Francisco Giants played the first regular season games there this season, April 29th and 30th. MLB will have three sets of international games next year. A two-game series in London between the New York Mets and Philadelphia Phillies was announced last month. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
A prisoner suspected of stabbing Larry Nassar at a federal pen in Florida said the disgraced former sports doctor provoked the attack himself when he made a lewd comment about a female tennis player they were watching on TV. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 13th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine's at the helm. Hey, do we have a special day today, Christina?
Actually, yes, we do. Today is National Delaware Day.
National what day?
Delaware.
Delaware?
Delaware.
State yeah,
Delaware.
The state. Yep. Delaware Day.
Hmm.
Well, it's Joe Biden's state. Yay! Yay!
Yeah, moving right along. It's 72 Yay! Degrees in downtown Redding. We're looking for a high today of 100.
Yay!
And low of 72. And on Friday, a high of 109. And Friday night, a low of 77. On Saturday, ooh, watch out, a high of 113. And Saturday night, 79. And on Sunday, 112. Sunday night, 76. On Monday, 107 and a low of 72. And then 102, and then 99, and it's kind of coming back down again. So we just have a little sweep okay. there of hang on to your hat and stay cool, and then we'll get back down to under 100, and we can breathe again.
Then we'll go back up to 115.
Exactly. You know, but if it doesn't do it for like 10, 15 days in a row, you can kind of get a breath.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody how to handle this as soon as you're finished.
Okay, and the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Good Anderson-owned business.
There you go. And, I've talked about this yesterday. I'm going to continue to help people handle this. And Ken White is our guest today from Simpson University. His son just graduated from AirSalt school in Kentucky.
The most recent one was advanced ROTC camp.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, advanced. And now he's in Fort Hood, Texas.
Correct.
Okay. Now, trust me, it's hot down in Fort Hood, Texas. And so in the military, when it sucks, you embrace the suck. You embrace the suck, and you just work through it. So in this case, and that really should be like probably a saying for your whole life. When it sucks, embrace it, and you know, work your way through it because it's not gonna. 115 is here. It's not gonna go away. So you embrace it. You hydrate. You stay out of the sun as much as possible. I mean, you take it and then use it. So.
And celebrate every degree it goes down and be thankful.
There you go.
This is Redding. This is what we're known for.
It's Shasta County, and you live here, and this is what it does in the summertime.
I had just gotten back from Iraq and was here, and people were, it was like 112. And they were going, oh, my God, why'd you move here? It's 112. And I went, I just left 128, you know, where you had to wear gloves. Because any metal you touched was instant burn.
We get a little bit of that around here on door handles.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would do it on
what have you.
Yes, and you can do it when you grab your steering wheel. It's like, yes!
You know, I'll tell you something interesting. You guys wouldn't suffer with this, but those of us who wear long metal dangly earrings. Oh. You sit in the sun a little while and then move. Whoa!
Yeah,
get a little bite right on the neck there. They get very warm.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it doesn't get hot here, but it's all then becomes relative. You're not carrying 80 pounds of gear like your son does, and you're not drinking water on your back that's 98 degrees, and you know, a helmet on and all this other stuff. And so it's relative when you say how hot it is. But the whole thing is though is embrace it. Make it work for you.
I remember 25 years ago watching the Weather Channel one night, and it said, "Dan, congratulations to the hottest place on earth today, Redding, California." So we have our days. So.
I remember when we moved here that July, we went 20-some days above 100. Uh-huh. My husband was on a fire and gone. He called. I said, "My God, Bob, what have you done to us?"
What have you done to me? And when you get home, I will not be here.
No, actually, when you get home, you have a 25-foot round doughboy pool to put together in my backyard because I can't do this.
I forget which politician said it years ago, and he said, when he talked about moving to Texas and all that, and he goes, he says, "Are you kidding? I'm going to rent out Texas and live in hell."
Yeah. I've joked with people that Satan leaves Redding in the summertime to go to hell on vacation. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Ken White, who we have known for a long time.
Yes, sir.
In different facets of your life. Here, moved away for a while, came back, and now you're out at Simpson University.
Correct.
And what do you do out there?
Well, I'm the Dean of Advancement, which means I'm the head of the department that oversees both fundraising and alumni relations. And so we're more about the outbound relationships, if you will, the outside relationships of Simpson, and making sure that we're creating partnership and making sure the community is aware of all the good things we're doing, and also making sure that our alumni are feeling engaged, and that we extend that relationship after graduation with Simpson. So we just hired a brand new alumni relations director about 2 months ago, and so we're super excited to have Gene Wolski being a part of that, and he's retooling and rebuilding and going at it in a furious way.
Very good.
Wow.
And it's good to have you back involved in the community as well, because you've been, as Carl indicated, in many different hats in this community for many, many years.
Yeah,
and I refrain from mentioning all them, but I'm thinking Good News Rescue Mission?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, you were there. Yeah. What else?
I was in the investment business for a while. I worked for the state Senate when Maurice Johannesson was our representative.
Well, that ages you.
Yeah, it does.
You don't look that
I've worked with Kat in many different hats over many years.
Yeah, when I was in financial services, a lot of people got to know me because I did a financial service update on KRCR TV nightly for almost 3 years. And so a lot of people got to know me as the Market Minute Man. So, so I had the market in 1 minute, just a little element in their newscast every night.
Well, we do that every Friday with Susan Eastman from
from
Stiefel Investments. She gives us the market update on Friday mornings at 8 o'clock.
Awesome.
And then I always have to ask, "Well, so how are you feeling today, Susan?" She goes, "Oh, it's good." She says, it's active. And when she says active, I can just picture her. 4:30 in the morning, she's up because when the stock market opens up or whatever, and she's right there in the middle of it.
When the market's down, the advisors are excited because everything's on sale. When the market's up, their clients are excited because, you know, everything's going the right way for them. So.
And then when it goes tanks, then it can go down, but just to a certain point.
Right.
Okay. No, it's not easy. I mean, to me, you need a Ouija board and, you know, people that do their own stock trading, you know, day trading. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know somebody that does it, and he's successful at it. I mean, he's not a billionaire, or I don't think even a millionaire, but he's successful with
it.
And I wonder about that. I guess if you study it and you see which ones are going and you're moving money, you know, on a regular basis, you may not pick up a lot, but you pick up some. And just think, if you're picking up $400 or $500 a day, you know, that adds up quick.
Yeah, I find that I have to trust somebody. I trust Tyfel, and then I just don't pay any attention.
And then you don't worry about it. Yeah, you can do all the other things you want to do.
Exactly. You gotta put some trust in and go,
we got some money here. We're just, and don't let Linda touch it.
Yeah.
Or me.
Yeah, okay. If it's your thing, there are patterns in the market that you can take advantage of, and that's what advisors.
And I'm just hoping that
for.
Courtney's doing that.
Yes,
that's what I count on her to take advantage of those times.
Well, I have to say we have an investment manager who manages our endowment, and he was telling me what his research was showing him, what his advisors were showing him in terms of what they thought the market was going to do over the next 6 months. That was about 5 months ago, and it's done exactly what he told me they said it was going to do. And I thought, wow, okay, somebody knows what they're talking about,
well,
which
I
found to
much,
be rare sometimes.
I wonder how much AI is going to be getting into this.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, all the facts come in.
Yeah,
that's
and,
scary stuff.
Well, it could do that. Well, we just had a news story the other day that said AI in India was taking a large number of jobs, and that they figured, I saw then another news story, they think AI can take 27% of the jobs right now.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
And think about that, 27%, that's a huge lump of people to lose their – I mean, it wouldn't happen like tomorrow.
Yeah.
But say over a period of 3 years.
Well, you figure us all of us folks who are communicators in one form or fashion in our jobs, that's a big piece of what they do. We had somebody as a meeting at the campus bring a devotion that was written by ChatGPT or GPT or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it was the AI thing. So they went in and typed in a prompt and said, "Hey, you know, spit me out a devotion for my upcoming meeting." And so he read a 5-minute devotion on scripture that was written by artificial intelligence.
Would you have known?
No, I wasn't paying real close attention anyway, unfortunately. So,
well, we use that on some of our radio commercials. I'll put in the facts and say 30-second radio commercial, and 5 seconds later it spits out one. And you may have to change a word in it, but
well, this
for
is
having the facts and having it flow,
Artificial intelligence is huge, and it's a big topic on campus right now. In fact, our provost is creating a task force internally to address it, because so many students are utilizing the apps. You know, it's just come on scene in such a fast and furious manner. And there are other apps, kind of counterintelligence apps, that can detect the presence of AI.
Yeah.
And so we've I guess begun employing those types of apps to be able to
check
We were joking yesterday. We're going to go back to the old written essay forms and pencils to make sure that nobody can do this sort of thing.
Well,
but
that's what they have, you know.
You have to teach them how to do cursive and write first. They haven't got that.
I had a friend that, who spent a lot of time writing an essay, and the teacher came back and kicked it back by saying, "Who wrote this for you?" You know, that kind of thing. And he goes, "You know, I admit I wasn't one of the best students in this class, but I really worked on this." And then to be told that somebody must have written it for me was really painful.
That
got to take a break.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Workers' compensation is his specialty, and if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 today for a free consultation. A lot of times employers want their people back. They miss their employees, the people that work with them, but it's insurance companies. So if you think you're having a problem, if there is a problem in delays, denials, any of these, give Patrick a call. 530-262-2168 today. And he is, his background, infantry in the Army, air assault guy, a law enforcement officer, and then a lawyer here. So, I mean, he's here and he's going to fight for you. We'll be right back.
Safe and free from hacking. Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, a truck, or a bicycle, or an 18-wheeler. Okay, not the 18-wheeler. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Don't get into me about the political sides. I'm just telling you is that these rebates, if you choose to use them, are out there if you qualify. That's the other thing you have to qualify for them. Okay, Trish and I are here with Ken White, who is the Director of Advancement over at Simpson University. And Ken's been in this community forever. And
about 40-plus years.
Yeah, 40-plus years. I've known him in different aspects, and you've always been a very pleasant person. So
glad you think so.
Well, I don't work for you.
That's true. You never really know anybody until you work for them.
And or with them. But you've always been real positive in everything that you've touched. So at Simpson, your job there is advancement for the school and in, well, fundraising.
Right.
And alumni relations. So how does that work?
Well, I'll tell you from my perspective, it's more of a passion point. The Simpson University meets a need in this community that has been a void until they got here 34 years ago. And that is, workforce development, education opportunities, helping our community in a way that so many other communities benefit because they have universities on site. Simpson has, matured through the years. They're a Christian university. We don't shy away from that. We embrace and that is our core. But what we also make sure that people know is that while you're going to come to Simpson and get an education from a Christian worldview, you don't have to be a Christian to attend Simpson University. So we want people to come and hear what we have to say, but we're going to teach you physics. We're just going to teach it from a Christian perspective. We're going to teach you math and science and chemistry and all of those things that you have to take, biology. We have the top-ranked nursing program in the state based on some studies. And
it's never been any lower than fifth in the whole state.
No, yeah. And if you look at the national rankings, it ranks in the top 10% nationally. And so, you know, we have a premier flagship program in our nursing program, and our nurses are, I believe, second to none. And there's anecdotal stories all over the community and the state nation now. We had one woman send us a $25,000 donation because a Simpson nurse had been a hospice caregiver at his retirement or rest home. And he told his wife, he says, you send that institution some money after I pass. And she did.
And the thing we have to recognize about what Simpson University has done is they have responded to the needs of the community.
Absolutely.
All of these programs, when they first came here 30-some years ago.
34. But who's counting?
They didn't have a lot of those programs.
Correct.
But they have responded to the needs in the community and what they've heard and seen.
Right.
And developed these very successful programs.
Probably 15 years ago, I remember seeing in a community forum one time, just imagine our kids growing up, graduating high school, and staying here. There are jobs here. There are things that they can do here. And then your family unit stays intact, and you get to see your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids, and you don't have to move to Indiana to do something like that.
And the drive to put a four-year university in Shasta County.
Exactly.
And we have that, people.
Yeah.
It exists. It's here. It does all of those things.
And I want to quick shout-out. You remember the days, but Maurice Johannesson was one of the key players
exactly,
in that. And I just have to say thanks to him because I worked for him in the legislature, and it was a big deal that they, Simpson
Absolutely.
Got here in 1989. In the last, just this year alone, we've launched two programs that I believe are going to be game changers for the community. We had launched an engineering program, and it was an AA degree, and we had an articulation agreement where you could transfer to, I believe it was Oregon Institute of Technology to finish out your bachelor's of science degree. We now have full approval from our accreditors for a four-year engineering degree at Simpson University, and we are taking enrollees now for that launch this fall. So
it continues to grow and progress.
Anyone Absolutely. In the engineering fields, anybody who wants to study in that space can now come to Simpson University for a degree, and with an emphasis in systems engineering. If you do a Google search, you're going to find systems engineering and engineering in general are very, very mm-hmm. high in demand jobs that starting pay is upwards of six figures. So those
perhaps won't be replaced so quickly by AI.
Thank you. I hope not. Yeah. No. It's it.
Which one?
Engineering.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
engineering is.
Maybe I just need to. I don't even know if my GI Bill is good anymore, but that'd be something to go over. Spend 4 years at Simpson out there, in my tweed jacket, going to classes and then getting a job at age 78.
There you go. Well, you speak of the GI Bill. We are in the process of raising funds. We're about 80% through. Raising the money to build a new building. We're hoping to break ground on that next spring. That will house our business, technology, and engineering programs. And you mentioned that the GI Bill, it will also house our new Veterans Success Center, which
I
we're
thought you all
super
just
excited.
Put them in a new place. Anyway.
They're in a temporary location because they were, their old location had to be removed to make space for this new building.
Okay.
Starting next spring, we launch, the construction of this new building, and we are super excited. Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto, locally, speaking of engineers and architects and all of that, it did the design on this. And we'll have a page up soon where everybody can go and see his renderings. It is going to be gorgeous, an absolutely gorgeous building.
It's been a while since I went out and drove through the campus. I think it's time I did that again.
Oh, yeah. You got to. I go out there because I'm a member of their community advisory board, I guess.
Or yep, the community advisory council.
Council.
Yep.
And it's myself and Marianne Johannesson. I think we're like plank holders there. We've been there for the whole time, and everybody else has come in and out. Well, I think there may be a couple others too. But the bottom line on that is that since Norm Hall's come in, it's just been you talk about somebody that has totally changed one person who has totally changed this whole university to expand the offerings, to expand the sports. And there isn't, I mean, these are not whims from somebody that just sits in his office with a, and thinks, well, why don't we do this? No, I mean, this is well thought out.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we get the, we get all types of, briefings from different sections there and divisions at the place. And it's just been fascinating. Kind of like watching what's been happening downtown here. You know, we're right in the middle of that too. Mm-hmm. But it's been fascinating to watch. Why? Not that they expanded, but why they expanded.
Right.
And
right.
It's the why that is so important.
Well, we believe, like I said, that our community needs certain things like this. And, you know, we've launched a CIS emphasis in our business major. So now you can take computer information systems, also another high demand field. We're exploring areas of criminal justice so that we could have a criminal justice degree. You could get a criminal justice degree. Those are under research phase right now.
That would be a big one.
Yeah. So anybody considering law enforcement or any sort
of. Would that be like a 4-year degree?
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
We're also, again, in the exploratory phase for an aviation program potentially. These are all being researched right now. So I don't want to make any sort of commitment to any of those, but they're definitely things that we have found. If you look at, we had a retired pilot work for us for a time, and he says, man, you really need to look at that. There's a huge pilot shortage right now.
Absolutely.
And these are all those professions that were out there that we have been pushing that 4-year degree
correct
in so many places, and we haven't looked at filling some of those positions that are really and are not going to be replaced once again by AI and so that we need to be looking at the need, the jobs that you can go to college and actually get a position when you're done.
Right. Yeah. So it's the president, as you noted, Mary Ann calls him a force of nature. I swear the guy doesn't sleep. He's got a rechargeable port. He just plugs in when he gets low on batteries. But he came into Simpson off almost 5 years ago with a plan. He knew exactly. Yeah. He's been in education for 20 plus years. He knew the trends in higher ed. He knew the demographics. And he says, if we're going to survive and if we're going to meet the needs of our community and our students, these are the things we have to do. And so he came in with a plan and we've been executing to that plan and it's working. Our enrollment's up about 10% in the last 4 years.
And the reason that's really important is there have been Christian colleges, and I know this because mm-hmm. I've been sitting in those meetings, there's Christian colleges and universities have gone out of business.
Yeah.
And to have Simpson enrollment raised 10%, and it raises every year, says a lot about the university and where it's, and to me, where it's located.
Right.
And gives great hope for the future for this area in Christian College.
We have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, I talk about how they've just brought in 13 new residents there, and this is a 3-year program, so next year, another 10. Or eight to ten, and next year another 8 to 10, and so these doctors who are going to be going out to the different clinics, the VA clinic, Redding Rancheria clinics, working with different doctors here in town is huge. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that also Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the nation's highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for emergency care, hip and stroke replacement, stroke management, all of these things. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday mornings, and this is Frisch Clark, and Carl and I are here visiting with Ken White from Simpson College. And we're going to jump now, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite things that they're doing out there, and that's our upcoming football team and the big homecoming that's coming up.
So football has made a bigger splash than we anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
And we got a phenomenal coach out of the Midwest, a guy by the name of Sean Daniel, brought his young family out
absolutely
here.
Absolutely lovely to talk to.
And in 5 months, he had his first cohort of football players recruited. He's gotten well over 60 kids committed to the first-year football.
A lot of kids that are local.
A lot of kids that are local. I would say about a third of them are local kids. We're super – and some of these kids, I mean, could have gone on and played D2, D1 football, and they're coming to Simpson. So we're super excited. We got one of the best-rated quarterbacks in the North State coming out next year. So, yeah, and it's been just so fun to watch. He is exciting to watch just how he goes about He is a consummate professional. He is your, not your stereotypical. He is your, I would say, you know, he's one of these guys that hasn't been a head coach yet, but he knows how to be a head coach. Mm-hmm. He's
learned from the best.
Oh my gosh. You know, he's got the whiteboards and the spreadsheets and the data to prove, you know, to look at every player. And he's out there just going to town. So, we anticipate again, 60 freshmen, mostly freshmen and some transfers, coming out, this fall. Now, I want to mute the expectations just a little bit. We're not going to have, any home games this fall. We're going to have a showcase at homecoming where everybody gets to come out and kind of get to see what the program is. All these kids knew coming in, they were going to redshirt the first year. So, cause you can't go play against all these seniors that are 4 years older and 4 years stronger, and compete. And so we're redshirting the first year and we'll actually be in competition in the fall of 2024. We will have some scrimmages. We've got two games, away games scheduled. I think George Fox might be one of them next, you know, this coming fall. But football is here and we are super excited. And if you are interested and want to come out and kind of see what it's all about, October 20th through the 21st. So Saturday, October 21st, we're going to have a football showcase on the campus as part of our homecoming weekend.
And everybody can come out and
we're going to have tailgates and food and barbecue and, you know, cheerleaders and the whole bit.
Leave your beer at home.
Yeah. Simpson is a dry campus. I will state that. So yes, but come on out, have a great time, eat some great food, have some fun. Again, October 21st, Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon.
You'll be on, October before that, so we can
awesome.
Push it
we'll,
there.
We'll tell everybody once more and remind them. But yeah, homecoming will be where you get to come out and see all the excitement with regard to football. And so if you guys will indulge me for one quick minute, I don't know if you've ever watched the Fool Me by Penn and Teller on
yes.
NBC.
Yeah.
So we have an alum who's been on that show at least once or twice, and his name is John Michael Hinton. He's a fantastic illusionist and comedian, and he is going to headline our homecoming this year. He performs all over the world, and he's going to be at Simpson on Friday night, October 20th, for a one-time-only performance.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I'm encouraging everybody to come out, and our registration page is almost done. So you can't even get tickets for John yet, but you, if you have ever seen Penn and Teller and seen him on it, you're going to want to come out.
Well, Penn and Teller's got a show, and it wasn't exactly, well, maybe it was Fool Me, but they got another one that there was, and I can't say what the name of it was, but it starts with Bull. But I think it's the same thing. But it's on the cable channel.
It's probably on the cable networks, right?
It's not on your open air networks.
There you go.
Number of things that are happening. And I'm sorry, I was gone. Our Mount Shasta Springwater came in, was knocking on the door, and they keep us in water and coffee and all those kind of things, cups and everything. And they're here. They're pleasant. They bring in everything. They work hard. They replenish us so that we can serve coffee and water and snacks to our guests.
If they hadn't invented coffee, I wouldn't be here.
Well, you know, I've noticed as time's gone by that I started out with a cup about your size, Trish, 12-ouncer, and then I went up into my mug. And now I'm finding in sometimes that I've got shows that are two mugs of coffee.
And I could do that, but I get too wired.
It's the only coffee I drink all day. Yeah.
Well, I can drink it all day long if it's sitting there, so I don't do that. One cup.
Hey, we're here with Ken White. I'm okay, Ken.
It's okay.
We're here with Ken White, and we're talking about Simpson University and his university. They've so much expanded their offerings to our community. They think of themselves as Redding's home university. And, a fact that we brought up before, but they literally bring in tens of millions of dollars yearly.
$50 million annual economic impact in the community.
So, on the community. Think about that. Yeah. $50 million. And as they expand, that'll do nothing but get more.
Yeah.
And then our kids can stay here and go to school. And, you know, they can either live on campus or they can stay at home if that's what they want. Maybe they started over at Shasta College, but it's seamless to go over to Simpson now from there.
Matriculation agreement. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is a better-known business. They've been there for over 30 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just Tim and Logan are just pleasant guys to go in there and chit-chat with. You never talk politics. It is never discussed at Cypress Square Barbershop, which is good because, one, they don't really want to hear what you're saying, one way or the other. And two, why would you want to get your barber all outraged when he's got a razor, and he's
not a good time to have a disagreement.
Never
want somebody with a straight razor or a pair of scissors to be upset at you.
No. And but you know, I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. They work by appointments, so it works on your schedule. 530-244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
The Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur pro entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and include $10 free slot play.
You must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our studios here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You're talking.
Peanut, I just can't believe how quickly the time goes on. I mean, 2 hours and boom, it's just like gone. People ask me, oh, do you do show prep? You come in and it just.
Yeah, show prep.
I have no idea who's going to be here, number one. And number two, it just.
Join
it
the club. Join
just
the club.
Closed.
Sometimes I think that.
And it goes by so quickly.
You know, like today. I've just convinced in my mind Patrick Jones was going to be here, and I was wrong. It was Paul DeNuca. But Patrick Jones is going to be on tomorrow morning at 7:15. He'll be with us till 8. And he's going to talk about an upcoming town hall meeting about how voting can be manipulated. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
And
he's always good with stuff.
And I want to encourage everybody to get the other side of that whole story, because we've heard a lot about why it can't be done. Open up your mind and go and listen to why it can be done.
You should go to both sides.
That's what I'm saying.
But do it with an open mind going,
yeah.
Well, that's interesting. You know, that's kind of an anomaly. Or, well, that can be explained. But at least you've listened to it. You know, we've got so much consternation going on, recall going on, and it was based on supposedly the voting machines. So,
and failed to recognize that the three candidates who voted for getting rid of the Dominion machines campaigned all the way through that they were going to do that.
Well,
and were elected anyway. Just got to throw that in.
Yeah, by the Dominion voting machines.
Yep.
Okay, I had to throw that in. Yeah, I'm trying to get both sides
here. I'm saying.
It's not easy sometimes, but when you can, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here and totally, okay, wipe that slate off because we're here with Ken White from Simpson University.
Live
director of
radio.
The Dean of Advancement and all this. And there's so many events going on, so many things happening. What's coming down the line?
Oh man, we
talked about homecoming in this, but I mean,
you want to know why I drink so much coffee, Carl?
Yeah. and then you ride a motorcycle. Your life is in God's hands.
Indeed. August 11th, we have a vision showcase that we're putting on for the community. And then on August 26th is our annual Red Hawk Athletics Golf Tournament out at Gold Hills. Registrations are open on that. You can go to connect.simpsonu.edu/2023scramble. If you didn't catch that, connect.simpsonu.edu/2023scramble, and you can sign up for our annual golf tournament. And then on September 26th, this one is the one I'm really excited about. We're going to have a premier top-tier C-suite guy here for our annual business leadership luncheon. His name is Tim Sloan. He's the former CEO of Wells Fargo, current vice chair of Fortress Investment Group, in an international investing firm, and a person who loves Jesus and puts his actions he proves it by his actions. He's helped raise tens of millions of dollars for the Union Rescue Mission in Los Angeles to help people on Skid Row. He's been an active member of San Marino Community Church in Southern California near Pasadena. And he's going to be our speaker on September 26th. And that registration, I believe, is also not quite open, but you can call me if you have any questions. Just call Simpson and ask for me. And we want everyone to come out for that luncheon. You don't want to miss Tim. He's going to be fantastic. And then, as I noted already, October 20th through the 22nd, the weekend of October 20th is our annual homecoming. And this year it is, looking to be one of the best weekends we've ever put together. Headlined on Friday night by John Michael Hinton, the comedian. And then on Saturday, our football showcase. We're going to have fireworks show and an alumni baseball game, it looks like, that weekend. And so again, if you aren't a Simpson alum, this is going to be a family-friendly event and a great time. We want everybody to come out. We got a 5K on Saturday morning that we're looking to benefit probably one of your favorite causes, Carl. I'm in talks right now with Higher Heroes, which is a veteran support organization that helps veterans get jobs. And so we're looking to have our 5K benefit them on Saturday. So please come out. We want everybody to be a part of this event, everybody in the community.
As you need a special calendar just for Simpson.
I know, right?
Yeah. Just for what's going on at the college.
Yeah,
there.
We have a lot.
That's why I'm so happy that y'all are coming on once a month, because there's so many things going on. And people may not realize the $50 million dollar in economic impact that Simpson has, the growth in there, and enrollment. The fact is you don't have to be a Christian to go to Simpson University.
Right.
I mean, nobody's forcing you to pray or any of those things like that. If you work for Simpson, you sign a contract that you hold God in your life.
This is a Christian country.
It's not a surprise.
It's like that's part of our life, and I firmly believe it's the only way out of the situation we're in.
Right.
So I think we're blessed to have Simpson here this community to help us be in the forefront of coming out of this morass that we're in.
Thank you. We see ourselves in that role too. So God willing, other people see us as well.
You know,
it certainly can't.
When I got back from Iraq, I have a teaching degree.
Yep.
So I went to Simpson and got my accreditation for the city, or for the state. I don't know if that lasts forever once you get your certificate, but and then I taught here. And realized this is not something I wanted to do full time, at least not down at the high school and elementary school level. But that's just something else they offered that I was able to get through.
Our dean of our School of Education is brand new, and she is going to town. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a teacher shortage as well. I mean, there's labor shortages pretty much everywhere, but there's a huge teacher shortage. So the state has loosened the rules. You can be going through your credential program now and be teaching in the classroom. So it used to be you had to do a certain amount of time of student teaching and that sort of thing. They are loosening up some of those rules. So if you're thinking about being a teacher, contact our School of Education and find out, because a lot of people thought, oh, I got to take 6 months off of work just to go get my, credential and student teach. And they've changed those rules right now. So check it out and see if it works for you.
Very good.
Well, I've kind of calmed down since I just gotten back from Iraq. And maybe I've calmed down over the last 15
years. Maybe you'd
be
more tolerant of the high school population.
Well, no. But fourth grade, those kids, fourth graders are extraordinary because they're getting, they had things they were learning. I was at UPREP and taught classes there off and on for a couple months. The things they're learning in fourth grade, I swear, was on the wall when I was a senior in high school, but they're getting it in fourth grade. And, they're designing, pyramids. And what's in the – I'm like, yes. So you have to use all those little mathematical things. So anyway, Simpson University is on the move. It's on the rise. Football. One of the things is there's a mathematical equation that says for every athlete you have, you get 1.5 students.
That's right.
Not counting the athlete.
Yep.
So, it helps with the enrollment. It helps with the diversity of the student body, which is a big thing.
Yep.
The football is a draw to the community surrounding.
Absolutely.
Because who doesn't want to go to a college football game?
There's a football shortage in Northern California, too, at the collegiate level. So
you go.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is a lot of kids that we have are really good players, but they're never going to get a football scholarship. They just don't, for whatever reason. But they can continue to play because they are top-level players. They just, they may be a second slower.
Yep. We've got kids from Redding Christian. I believe we've got kids from Enterprise, Anderson, Pleasant Valley, Chico.
L.A.
West Valley.
Yeah, West Valley. That's right. Yeah, that was one of our first local signees was from West Valley.
I remember. He was on the show.
Yep.
And, what a young man.
Yeah. So, and we've got them from all over the country as well. So it's football. Football is going to be fun.
You have a cheerleader squad.
Yes, we do.
That, they're like competitive. So you're going to be seeing all types of
fun, exciting things coming from Simpson.
Indeed, indeed. Go Red Hawks.
Go Red Hawks.
And as we're starting to adopt the phrase around the campus, come fly with us.
Oh, so, wow.
There
okay.
You go. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, you like that
it.
One?
That was pretty good. Come fly with the Red Hawks.
There you go.
Now, you know,
nice.
One guy spent a year thinking that one up and was paid $1.2 million. And no, I'm just kidding, of course. Okay, last thoughts here.
I just want to thank you guys for having me on. It has been a pleasure, and I've enjoyed being here. And what I really want to say is come check out Simpson. I mean, go to simpsonu.edu and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there on social media. You'll find almost anything you want to know about what's going on at Simpson in our social media right now. So check us out. If you have any questions, you can always call me 530-224-5600 is our main number. So,
sounds good to me.
Sounds great. And it's good to see you again.
Good
Ken.
To see you guys. And we'll see Carl again in about a week or two. And he comes out, like you said, to that advisory committee meeting. So
and that's next week. Or
the 25th, I believe. 25th. Yep.
Okay. That's, it's not next week. It's the week after.
Yep.
So, I tell you what, we get lunch made by the cafeteria. And we hear Dr. Hall, but we hear other parts of Simpson University telling us what's going on. You know, that's where we heard about football. And then we've had the new basketball coach on, the new athletic director on.
David Cohn.
Yeah.
So, no, not the MLB player, David Cohn. He's a Biola alum and former assistant coach at Biola University. He is now our new head basketball coach at Simpson, coached at the Division II level for NCAA. And so we're super excited about him as well.
Okay. All right, everybody, it's going to be hot. It's going to go up to 100 today. So as we've said, this still isn't as bad as it's going to be this weekend. So take care of yourselves. Don't leave anything in your car that you don't want to have melted by the time you get back. And God bless America.
Back down. Hey, baby.